you know, we know that, you know, professional athletes have people at their side, like, you know, mentors, people telling them what to say, what not to say to the media that may affect you personally, where people are going to start, you know, showing personal attacks to you. So I guess, you know, for you, when you kind of, in a way, expose those younger generation of athletes by putting them on your radios and making them apparent to the nation as a whole, how do you try and control that, like, overexposure? Because, for example, a guy we keep mentioning on the show today, for some reason, LeBron James, maybe it's because he's in the finals, but he's a big name. He's had that spotlight on him pretty much since he's been 13 years old. And, yeah, you know, I feel like this guy hasn't had an opportunity to grow up until the last 5-6 years, really, when he went to Miami. We kind of seen a more mature LeBron. You could see it in his mentality, the way he handles himself on and off the court, his antics. You know what I mean? So how do you kind of control that by not overexposing those kids, kind of having respect and letting them kind of grow into their own people, realizing that these are just kids at the end of the day?
You know, I like that. So one of the, I had a really great opportunity to work with some tremendous athletes earlier this year. So here in the Southwest Florida area, we have a big, we're a big attraction for a lot of professional athletes. There's three genres. There's the retired pro athlete, and again, we've got every different modality living down here, from the pro football to NBA, Major League Baseball, wrestlers. I mean, it's across the board. It's really cool. And then we have the current athletes. So we have some amazing superstars that come to the Southwest Florida area to kind of get away from it all, which is also a lot of fun. And then we have the up and comers, like we were just discussing. So the up and comers, I had the opportunity to meet and work with a bunch of kids. I mean, well, you know, younger guys, young gentlemen, young athletes that were going to the NFL Combine. Mm-hmm. One of those young men was Xavier Howard. Wow. He was cornerback, Baylor University. The guy was very raw. He was from Houston. You know, from the mean streets of Houston, and there's a story behind him. And basically what I did was I met with all these guys, another guy, Junior Lee out of UConn, linebacker. I was able to be almost like a practice for them, you know. And basically what we did, you know, Xavier Howard, second round, seventh draft pick by the Miami Dolphins, Junior Lee. He's right now on the practice squad for the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. And basically, what I try to do is be that stepping stone for them, so that they know what to say and what not to say, and it's a learning experience for all of them. So, I guess, you know, how do I keep things separate? Recognizing the fact that, in all honesty, they're nervous. Mm-hmm. And respecting their nerves, and being able to, you know, just basically asking them very easy questions. You know, how'd you get into football? Right. If I were to have you compare yourself to anybody currently active in the NFL, who do you compare to? You know, and be cocky. You know, be here, have fun with it. You know, tell me you're the next, Sherman. Tell me you're the next, you know, Ray Lewis. You know, tell me that, because that's going to make them more comfortable. And referring to people like LeBron James, what most people are looking for is that next story. And again, it's you know, and not all the time it's positive, you know. So you hear about LeBron James, you know, he's getting married, or, you know, Dwayne Wade, maybe he's going through a divorce, or something about their kids, or whatever. You know, leave that out of it, you know? I mean, what business is it of yours? Actually, we're going to step on a very sensitive topic now that we're talking about this.
Let's do it, man.
And I'm actually going to go off here in just a minute. So, you know, why talk about it? Talk about the game. Talk about what they love. And that's how I make things very comfortable for these up-and-coming athletes on my show is I throw them softball all day and just let them hit it out of the park. And, you know, because, you know, yeah, I mean, you can tiptoe, like with Xavier, you know, about, you know, the mean streets of Houston. And, yeah, you know, he's raised by a single mom and all this other stuff. But I don't want to focus on that. I just want to make it relevant so people know where he's come from.
Right.
And what he's accomplished in life.
Mm-hmm.